Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the most interactive sports radio show anywhere in South Carolina. You're Offsides with me, Mark Ryan, right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us on a hump day edition of the show. If you have no idea how tired I am right now, but I'm not going to let you know, or my goal is that you're never going to figure this out throughout the entire show. Lonzo's feeling sorry for me, so he's playing the violin. And it's always my
pulled out the big violin for you today.
You know what, man? It's always, you know, sometimes it's hard to get on the air and do the radio thing. It really is. Like, the hardest time for me is after a relationship ends, when you're supposed to be peppy and excited and in all this stuff, and you just really struggle to do that. When a pet dies, it's hard to do that as well. And if you're especially sleepy on a given day, if you didn't get a great night's sleep, it can be a challenge. But I always say, so if you're listening right now, and then if you're one of those great listeners that listens to the most of the show, my goal is for you not to be able to tell how sleepy I am. Okay, that's my goal over the next 3 hours. All right, let's make that happen.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so there are stages of sleepiness that you go through. The grumpy stage, the day
now,
stage.
Yesterday was the grumpy stage. You know, Lonzo, we were talking about this yesterday. You were doing the, you weren't feeling well yesterday. And I was doing kind of the one day diet where, like, it's like a dietary thing where I can just drink apple juice for a day. And by about the end of the show, I started getting really hangry, man. Like, I mean, I was ready to chomp your face off yesterday, which I don't know how that's any different from a normal day, but it was especially pronounced yesterday. I felt really hangry. Not eating plus not sleeping. But anyway, you know what gives me a lot of energy? Being right here, man. Because I sit down in this chair, I get an infusion of energy. This is where we explode.
Well, I didn't get to finish my last question is, do you ever reach the giggle stage? The giggle stage is a very important, because after the giggle stage, you're done. I mean, that's it. That's it. So,
oh, it's already started. So, listen to this.
So if you reach the giggle stage and you're listening now and he reaches the giggle stage, we know he's going to drop off at any moment.
It has started. It has started. Here we go. It is all downhill from here. The giggle stage is, and you know what you do? You just realize for a minute that you love what you're doing, and then you just enjoy the next 3 hours of the show. Because, folks, we've got a good one for you today. Rachel Barbeau, Sirius XM host, national college football personality, good friend of mine, lives in Nashville. Sirius XM, as I mentioned, changing the narrative. She's joining us at 2 p.m. this afternoon. We're going to get her thoughts. Have I been way wrong on this Clemson stuff? She's going to talk to us about that. The booming city of Nashville, what's going on there? Her involvement in her changing the narrative, strategy throughout the country. And also, is the landscape of college football about to change in a drastic way? All of those things and much, much more. My good friend Rachel Barbeau joining us at 2 p.m. Is it ever okay to divorce your team? Many of you would say, heck no, it's not okay to divorce your team. I would present the other side of that coin, and I will do that for you. I will present the other side of that coin to you coming up at 2:40 this afternoon. But I do want to start with this, though. I have on good account from somebody in our area, okay, in the Carolinas, that is a media member, has let me know. And, you know, this is one of those things, folks, you get this information and you don't know whether you should come out with it or not. And way back when I asked one of my mentors, I said, hey, do you think I can talk about this? And he told me, if you have to ask, the answer's probably no, right? If your initial judgment of whether you should cover something is probably not, therein lies your answer. I have that internal dialogue going in my head about this, Lonzo, and I'm going to come forward with it anyway, okay? And that is that I have on good account from a media member in the Carolinas. The Carolina Panthers recently had their autograph day, right, where the fans can meet the players and so on and so forth and meet and greet and everything like that. And at the signing day for the Carolina Panthers, there was one player and one player only who was absent, who was a no-show on the entire roster on mandatory signing autographs for the fans day, right? Who was that player?
You're wanting me to guess?
Who was that player?
I'm going to guess Cam.
I didn't have to tell you anything else. I didn't have to tell you anything else. Why intuitively did you know that?
Because he was on a plane trying to buy a seat and couldn't get back in time.
Well, you and I both know that as well, but that's not the reason, believe it or not. He didn't show. And folks, I there are certain things in what's the closest thing to that in our industry? There are times in our business, in our industry, where, you know, you're at a live event, right? And when the show's over, folks, when my show's over, I put everything I have into the show. And I do that each and every day. Sometimes when you're at a live event, all you want to do when the event is over is just kind of relax and grab a drink or grab a bite to eat and recharge a little bit and decompress a little bit. And sometimes when I've been at a live event, you have kind of like, you know, some or a few or a lot of the middle-aged dudes that want to come up and talk your ear off about sports. And Lonzo, it's just one of those things that you got to do. You appreciate that people care. And Lonzo says, no, I'm out. 3:59, I'm out the door.
Here's the thing.
Forget it.
You know, when the clock strikes a certain number, that means I'm no longer on it. So this is my time.
But if you choose
to stay, now listen, I get why you do it.
We work in a job where you can't say it's a 9-to-5 job. We're always on the clock.
Some of us more than others, trust me.
Yeah, that's true. But I look at that, even when you don't feel like it, as something, you show appreciation to the people that showed up to your event. You talk, you chat, even if you don't really feel like it on the inside, right? For Cam Newton to skip out on autograph day, first of all, let me just say, I'm not an autograph guy. I'm a picture guy. I want pictures with people, right? That's what matters to me. You'll notice I didn't ask for an autograph of Kira Kazantsev, Miss America, Lonzo. I asked for pictures, and I'm deeply disturbed that your ugly mug is still somewhere in the periphery of the picture.
Yeah, because the producer is supposed to be seen, not heard, and not even seen in this
case.
Yeah,
but I'm a picture guy. I want pictures, so I'm not a huge autograph.
You can cut me out if you're skilled.
I'm not that skilled. I'm not a huge autograph guy, but other people are. And a Cam Newton autograph on your helmet or your mini helmet or something like that is incredibly valuable. And this is the thing. Like, why is it that in year number 8 of his career, the dude is still an enigma? Why is it that we still can't figure out, is this a good guy or is this a bad guy? Is this a mature guy or an immature guy? You know, you talk to some people in the area, you hear good stories and you hear bad stories. You hear about all that he does with kids, on the one hand. We saw him on Jimmy Kimmel where he was saying he was foregoing sex for the month of April, giving up sex completely. You got to tip your cap to a man that can pull that off, right? But then you hear other stories from people that are less than positive, right? I have a friend who told me that he was getting something signed by Cam Newton, and he went to talk to Cam, and Cam just grunted at him. Like, hey, man, I really appreciate it. Hope you have a great. It's common decency to acknowledge somebody sitting in front of you, right?
Here's the thing. If you've ever met me in public, that's pretty much my response. So I don't have a problem with Cam doing that. Yeah, that's pretty much how I acknowledge
Lonzo
it.
And I, you guys don't know this, Lonzo and I have actually fought in this room about why he won't say hi to people in the building. We've actually fought about this before. Like, people in the building think Lonzo doesn't like him, and it's because Lonzo doesn't say hi to anybody. And it's like, Lonzo, freaking say hi to somebody.
Here's the thing, and I, you know, I'm not Cam status, but I kind of understand it. You're Cam Newton. Do what you want. I'm Lonzo. I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Did you just compare yourself to Cam Newton?
No.
I'm Lonzo.
There's a reason why I only have one name on the air. No, listen, here's the thing.
Lonzo will now appear on the back of Brazilian soccer jerseys, and a whole nation will know who he is.
How do you know they don't already? Cam is, he's Cam. I mean, he's not, you're going to get a little bit of both with him. And I like that about him. I like that you don't know what you're going to get. If you had to sit through like 100 or 1,000 autographs, you can't talk to every last single person.
Say hello. Say hello. Say thank you. There, you can get away. You can get away. You can make the impression of being a great guy by using all of 5 words. Thank you. Yes. Appreciate you. Thank you. I mean, how many words do you have to use?
Here's all I would need from Cam. Eye contact and a head nod. I'm good.
And guess what? He didn't give that. Head down.
And here's the other thing. If you do make eye contact, then you have to talk to them. If you have to talk to them, the next person has to wait a little bit longer, which means you have to stay there a little bit longer.
Look, we all have parts of our jobs that aren't our favorite parts of our jobs. What is your least favorite part of the job here, Lonzo? Dealing with me, right?
I'm trying not to look at you.
Yeah, probably. Lonzo doesn't look at me when he talks, doesn't say hi to people in the building.
By the way, I don't care. People like me in the building. For the most part, they do. The only one who wants me to say hi to them is you. So that's the part I don't like about. I like you almost all the way, except for that part right there, because you're trying to change me, and I'm 50 stinking years old.
You know what?
I'm not changing.
You know what my least favorite part of the job is? And we see you guys on the line here. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. My least favorite part of the job, but I got to do it, is I come in here and I want to prep. And some days, like today was one of those days, Lonzo, like everybody and their mother started talking to me. I'm just a really popular guy. What can I say? I mean, I had a great conversation with our boss downstairs today, over probably 30 minutes. I come upstairs. Mark Dofer, former sports anchor in this market, was talking to me about some other stuff. I'm talking to Diddy about stuff.
How much booty did you kiss downstairs? I'm curious.
Listen. We don't kiss and tell. Okay. What happens in the boss's office stays in the boss's office. All right.
You were tender with.
But no, it was just one of those days. It's one of those days, and you have them here, right, where you get in and you're here at a good time to prep. And then, you know, one person after another, they got to meet with you and so on and so forth. And time just kind of gets away from you.
By the way,
that's the thing. That's,
I don't have that problem. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't say hi to people in the hallway. The only people who stop me, you saw me being stopped in the hallway, and that was business.
But it's part of the job, Lonzo.
No, it's not.
It's part of the job. Some parts of the job can be annoying to you at some point, at some times, but you have to do them anyway. Let's see what David has to say. David, thanks so much for the call, brother. You're offsides.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
I got a couple points to make. You like to say Cam Newton is unliked and everything like that, but also at the same point, you made the point about how his entire area, including the Charlotte area, loves him. He does everything for the Charlotte area. He's such a good guy. But when, you know, he walks out on a press conference after losing a pivotal game and his entire career, everyone wants to say all these negative things about him, but when Giannis does it, he's emotional. It's okay.
Oh, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you're talking about the MVP winner. David, here's what I said. I said he's an enigma, which means it's amazing. 8 years into his career, I still don't get him. I still don't know. Okay. I still can't figure out, is he a plus or a minus? Why did he not show up at mandatory autograph day? That's a bad look, man. Can you – you can't defend that,
is
right?
Is that a bad look when he does everything he can for the entire neighborhood and just a surrounding area of where he plays? Is that a bad look just because he didn't show up for one day for signatures?
Yeah.
And a guy that says he's offsides, he can't stand one guy who doesn't stick to the regular?
I don't know what you mean,
David.
Is that
really a problem?
Here's what David's saying. You say you're offsides. This show is offsides.
Sure.
Cam is offsides because he's different.
Okay.
So
exactly.
You should embrace
it. Typical quarterback. He's not the typical face of a franchise, yet you can't put him down,
David,
in a particular,
David,
category.
David,
you have a problem with that.
David, here's what I would say. We are all shades of gray, right? Every single one of us has positives and negative sides. You gotta love what Cam has done for the community. But that is the one,
okay,
they have one designated day the entire year, David. The one designated day the entire year where your job as
this
a player
guy gives away footballs during
I get
every
it.
Single game.
Well, if you're lucky,
every
if you're lucky enough, if you're lucky enough to be right where he hands the ball off to after he scores a touchdown, yeah, I get it. But it's you got it, David. You got to be there, man. You got to be there for autograph day.
You don't.
Okay.
Is that OTA?
No, it's mandatory. You got to do it.
Well, I have a question. This is the first I've heard about it. Where's the media reaction to this? Where's it? Because some people absolutely hate Cam. How come this is the first time we're hearing about it,
Lonzo,
if it's such a big deal?
Lonzo, have you not also only heard about other stories this week that you're not hearing about from other media?
This is totally different.
Okay.
Totally different.
We're off sides because
talk
about stories that
note,
no one else talks to. Yeah.
Just a funny note, maybe signatures mess with his rehab. You never know.
Man, boy, I hope you don't strain yourself reaching
Listen,
that hard,
I think that's a great point, David.
David, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. David, by the way, don't strain your shoulder reaching that hard for an
Have
excuse.
Have you ever had a shoulder injury? Think about it. Think of how much. No, just do the riding motion. Think of how much your shoulder's into it. I think David's onto something.
The source that I heard this from would have been a source that defended Cam if Cam could have been defended from this. And I'm just here to tell you, he wasn't there. And I'm here to tell you, look, Lonzo, I've said things on this show that's a bad look. We're all guilty of having bad looks, all right? I'm not writing the guy off for life. I'm just saying, a little birdie told me a little something-something. I'm going to share it with my audience because, unlike Clemson, we're transparent up in here. And that's how we roll. Okay?
But see, you bringing this up means those people out there absolutely hate Cam. Oh, he's immature. We need to do all this stuff. You're just adding fuel to their fire. And those people don't need more fuel.
You're in the pro Cam camp. David was absolutely in the pro Cam camp. I am in the neutral camp, which is where I remain on a lot of things. Just call me Switzerland. Finally got the country right? Yes, finally got the neutral country right. Here we're making progress here, folks. Hooked on Phonics right here in Offsides with Mark Ryan today. So in any case, I don't know what to make of him. Everybody's got a different opinion, though. That's what an enigma is. It's fascinating. You can't figure him out. All right, up next, there's no doubt about it that our area needs to make a move on this, and they need to make a move on this right freaking now. I'll explain what I'm talking about when Offsides continues right after this. It's ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Great to be with you guys. Hump Day edition of the show. I've got company coming into town later tonight. And I would love your recommendations on what to do. I can tell you this. This should be fun. If you guys would like to come out, my company and I, Lonzo's invited as well, but I don't invite him to things because he doesn't come.
I'm going to be here, unfortunately, Sturge, really late tomorrow night.
Sturge, Diesel, Diddy, the whole crew has been invited out to Hall of Fame Sports Grill tomorrow night around 7 p.m. So if you are out and about, if you're in the area, if you want to hang, if you want to say hello, would love to have the chance to meet you. Even if you have a bone to pick with me about my Clemson takes over the course of this week. I've had a lot of fun with that. I'll be honest with you. An unresolved story is not a dead story, but part of being a show host is that you also have to be interested in what you're talking about, right? As there was not much new on that to share today, although I'm not going to reveal yet. I'm working on something for that particular story. I have a new twist that I'm going to share with you on that a little bit later in the show. We all need to change the channel every once in a while, right? And so it's been a ton of fun. I've appreciated all the feedback. I appreciate the hate, right? Because for you guys to be, and for anybody to be hating on me, means you're giving of me your time, and I am truly appreciative of that, right? So whether you're with me or against me, I support that. And again, want to make it very clear to everybody that I'm not for or against South Carolina. I'm not for or against Clemson. When you behave well, you get rewarded. When you behave poorly, you get punished. And Clemson has received their spanking on these airwaves the last few days, as they should, right? That's how it goes. I do want to get to this. Charlotte, the city of Charlotte, should make a play for the Tampa Bay Rays absolutely yesterday. Absolutely yesterday. This should already be happening. This should already be in the works. Our show contributor, Diddy, Michael Venditti, has a really good blog, Inside the Mind of Diddy. By the way, you guys got to check out our new website, ESPNUpstate.com. We've got fresh new content on there all the time now, giving you guys reason to check it out, okay? So make sure when you get a chance, if you're going there to check out our show podcast, if you missed any of the show, if you're going there to stream the show, which you can also do at the radio.com app, check out some of our brand new blogs, which are up there each and every day, new material each and every day. Diddy's got a great blog on the station website right now. And he says it's all about time for Charlotte to make a play for the Rays. And I, for one, completely agree with him. Now, before we get to my take on this and why I think this is such a no-brainer move for Charlotte, I want to share with you what the owner of the Tampa Bay Rays said yesterday. Now, this is a guy many of you guys know. I worked in Tampa. I was on the field. Let's see, 2019, I was on the field with him 4 years ago on the field in Tampa for the Rays opening day. And I asked him the question, okay, well, every fan is saying, what's it going to take for you to increase the payroll? And he said, you want last place payroll, give me last place attendance. You want middle of the pack payroll, give me middle of the pack attendance. You want top of the line payroll, give me top of the line attendance. He told that to me directly. That was his answer to the question. Well, the Rays continued to give him dead last attendance. Rays fans continued to give him dead last attendance. What has that led to? That has led to the Tampa Bay Rays now saying, we are going to explore a joint city arrangement. And as you might imagine, everyone I know in Tampa is pissed about this. They don't want to share, right? People are not good about sharing their teams. I'm a firm believer, folks, that sports polygamy should be outlawed. Now, Lonzo and I differ on this greatly. You, if you're a Clemson fan, you don't get to pull for Duke because your basketball team sucks, right? I don't believe in sports polygamy. I don't think it works. I think it's a bad look for you. I think it's a bad look for each city. Which city do they belong to? They're the Mampa Bay. They're the Tontreal Rays. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. Polygamy doesn't work in romantic relationships. Wink, wink. Polygamy doesn't work in sports relationships. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You can't do it. So when the Rays are not selling any seats, when literally tens of people are there at every single game, Stu Sternberg has had enough, had a press conference yesterday, laid out his vision for what happens now moving forward. You know what's funny about this? Like, if you could see their faces, that him and his family were trying, they had smiles on their faces the whole time. They're literally stabbing the Tampa Bay media and fan base in the guts, and they're trying to spin it in a positive way. We love this area. We're in last place in everything. I love this radio station. We are getting our butts kicked. I mean, can you imagine if that's what you were putting out there, right? Each and every day. Folks, there is a strong opinion that I have about this, and I'm going to share coming up next why the right move is to move on this right now if you're our area, okay? Can this happen? Do you think this can happen? Is this a pipe dream? Will you allow me to have my pipe dream today? This is the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Hump Day edition of the show. So I'll tell you what. Charlotte would be the absolute perfect place for the Rays. Why have two homes when you can have one? Less is more. I've shared with you guys the story, that the lesson that I learned that was very, very hard for me. I'm in junior year in college, and I'm like, ho-ho-ho, why date one woman when you can date two? And it was the biggest nightmare in my life. I had more drama on my hands than I could ever bargain for, and I'm like, man, this whole dating two women thing sucks. And before you call me bad names and stuff, they knew about each other. It was open dating, all that, you know, all that stuff. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare. And I don't think two cities in baseball is the answer to anything either. You know, a city wants to take ownership of a team, right? And that's why I've always marveled at these polygamous states where the guys have multiple wives. And, you know, I think there was like a documentary series about that on Netflix recently. I forget what it was called, but none of the women are happy. None of the women are happy because, you know, your wife is yours and your husband is yours. And there's a commitment there. There's a lifelong commitment you can count on. You can rely on one another. Multiple of everything isn't good, right? And it's the same with cities. I just don't know how that works. And when Stu Sternberg was talking yesterday about the Rays and what he wants to do with Montreal, and he's trying to spin it positively, he's saying the Rays would have the first part of the year, and then Montreal would have the second part of the year. So not only are you telling the city of Tampa Bay we're taking away half the team, but then guess what that means for who gets the playoffs, right? Who gets the playoffs? Well, if you get the first half of the season, obviously you're not getting the playoffs over there, right? How much of the team do you really have? Folks, this is where Charlotte comes in. Charlotte is a perfect destination for this team. I had a friend of mine who works on air in Atlanta, and I tweeted this out today. Tell me, his name is John Kincaid, host in Atlanta, national host for CBS Radio, told me the Braves would never let that happen. And I wrote back to John. I said, what can the Braves do to stop it? And then I had some other people that said, I live 2 hours from Charlotte. No one's going to take my Braves fandom away from me. You know, it's true. And I've been surprised at a couple of polls that I've posted online here on our social media sites, on ESPN Upstate, on Twitter, on Facebook. I asked you guys, what's your favorite NFL team? And I said, no, I said, are the Panthers your favorite NFL team? 40% of you said yes, 60% of you said no. I then, about a month later, a couple weeks ago, I asked you, are the Braves your favorite MLB team? 63% of you said yes. Well, guess what? I bet those numbers were similarly high for the Falcons before the Panthers got here. And over a period of time, at least in the Charlotte area, 90% of football fans in Charlotte say the Panthers are their favorite team. That number here is 40%. And I would venture to guess, talking to some people in the building, that the Steelers might be number two and actually not the Atlanta Falcons. Right? But, you know, you're kind of looking at the lay of the land here. I think Charlotte could get this team. I think the Braves could not stand in the way of Charlotte getting this team. In order to be approved by ownership, you would need 2/3 of the owners to get behind it, and Atlanta would be throwing its weight around. Atlanta would be saying, no, we own this area. Very territorial, like a Pride Alliance. Let's not forget, the Braves had TBS forever that covered the entire region. But the Braves have dominated this region, folks, for far too long. It's time that, baseball-wise, this area had a team to call its own. And this entire area, you know, Tennessee and Kentucky and North Carolina and South Carolina, you know, the Braves command a significant chunk of Florida as well, especially because the Tampa Bay Rays haven't had the money in recent years, and the Florida and the Miami Marlins don't invest the money to put a competitive team on the field. So think of the lay of the land. I mean, every time you see those coverage maps that show you the parts of the country and who their favorite team is, the Braves have the largest area of support of any team in the country. And that goes back to Ted Turner's brilliant vision to put them on TBS way back in the day. But they're no longer on TBS. The time has come and the time has passed. And if the Carolina Panthers can come here and become your favorite team, and they can surpass the Atlanta Falcons here as your favorite team, do you think a baseball team could do the same? What say you? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you. It's 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. And you can get to us on Twitter as well, where our policy is if you're following us, we will get to your tweets on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at MARC Ryan on Air, at Mark Ryan on Air. Is your fandom up for grabs? Mine is. You know, my family, sorry to tell you, Yankee fans. Okay, so that's kind of my team. Astros and Yankees are kind of my teams. Those have been my teams over the years. You know, be that as it may, despite that, I'm up for bidding as a fan. You can sway me with a Charlotte team. As a matter of fact, I've been looking for something to get me interested in baseball again. I don't like where the game's going with the lack of movement and all the home runs and no singles and doubles and triples and analytics and Moneyball. I don't like where it's going. I need something to get me back into it again. And Charlotte could give you the kind of corporate support you would need to be financially viable. This from Diddy's blog. 6 Fortune 500 companies in Charlotte. Number 24, Bank of America, and number 40, Lowe's. Tampa has no corporate dollars. The highest ranked company is Publix at number 91. Plus, with Charlotte, you can add in the secondary market of Greenville-Spartanburg and bring in even more corporate money from BMW, Michelin, ScanSource, and others, right? And herein lies the beauty of this. When the Greenville Braves left the area, you're sad. When the Greenville Drive come back, you're not as thrilled with the Red Sox as you were with the Braves. I get it. I understand. But you're not hurt by you don't have to deal with the Braves in this area anymore. You know, you're dealing with the Red Sox, so there's no conflict of interest there. Would it make the Braves pissed if there was momentum behind a team in Charlotte? Of course. But you can't expect to command the entire central part of the eastern of the East Coast forever. The country's growing. It's expanding. It's too big. Charlotte's AAA team, the Knights, they lead all of minor league baseball in attendance. Charlotte is putting its best foot forward to get a Major League Baseball team, whereas Tampa, despite knowing that they're about to lose their team, never showed up. Never showed up at the Trop. Never showed up to the Trop at all. You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, is telling. That, to me, means that Charlotte could be in play ultimately. Why try to get money for two stadiums if you're Stu Sternberg when you can simply go after one? All right, let's get to Michael's call. Michael wants to chime in, I guess, on the Carolina Panthers that we were talking about in the first segment here today. Michael, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides.
Hey, how's it going? Just confirming the fact that, you know, that Pittsburgh would be, you know, that second team because if in prominence, because I've been to the preseason games when Pittsburgh plays Carolina several years now, and every time I go to Charlotte, it feels like a Pittsburgh Steeler home game.
Why do you think Pittsburgh is the second team here? Because I heard that from somebody else in the building here today. I think Diddy told me that, actually. Why would – I mean, Pennsylvania is a long way from here.
No, listen, it's easy. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, all – we are obligated by law to move south eventually, and so we all do.
Yeah, but why aren't the Browns more popular? Why aren't the Bengals more popular?
Did you really ask that about the Browns? I get it now.
The Browns have massive popularity, all right? I get they brown your boxers on a daily basis, Lonzo. I get it, but they've got massive popularity. Michael, I don't get it. I don't get why the Steelers are so popular here.
I think Lonzo's a little bit right because, to me, I'm originally from Pennsylvania. And so I moved down with my family for work reasons. And a lot of it was economics. Because of economics, you had a lot of people that the South was getting traction with the automotive industry and all that type of stuff with BMW and all that. And people were looking for jobs. And then when I was there, Pennsylvania wasn't where I grew up. I grew up on the southwest corner. That wasn't happening. And so you had a lot of people. And I know I lived in Greenville for several years. And a lot of people moved down south, moved to Greenville, moved to the south, but they still kept their loyalty.
So, okay, but is your loyalty up for grabs? Would you be open to switching loyalties to a new team?
Not for Steelers fan, no. But in baseball, possibly.
All right.
I'm a Pirate.
Yeah, the Pirates fan, but who cares about the Pirates, right?
They're disappointing me every year. You know, my heart breaks every year I get behind them, you know, and then all of a sudden it's just like the bottom falls out and, you know, like they're back where they've been.
You got it. Hey, Michael, thanks so much for the call. Coming up at 2:40, when is it okay to divorce your team? That's a topic you're going to want to hear. Up next, why something that Michael said is very sad to me about this area. Plus, we see you guys on the line. We'll get to your calls. All still to come on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Melinda, got about 45 seconds for you. Thanks for the call. What do you got?
For so many years, there was no protein really to speak of in the Carolinas. But at that point in time, there were a lot of kids from South Carolina who ended up with the Steelers, either through South Carolina State or were born in the state and played with the Steelers. So they kind of got grandfathered in as the team around here.
Melinda, thanks so much for the call. That's to me is what's sad, that there, you know, that fans in this area had to adopt the Braves and the Steelers because there was nothing else around here. That makes me sad.
By the way, there are two teams in Ohio. I would not adopt either one of them. You don't have to do that.
But you don't have to be beholden to those teams. You can be open to a new team coming in. It's taken the Panthers some time. They have now successfully done it. More people are fans of the Panthers here than every other team, than any other team, even if the Panthers have less than 50% total support, saying they're the number one team for them here, right? But be that as it may, I feel like people should be open to a baseball team here in Charlotte. Up next, Rachel Barbeau, my good friend, SiriusXM host, joins us. Is the landscape in college football about to change forever? ESPN Upstate.